gin is a very crowded market. There are so many people getting into gin. So if you don't have a, you know, selling story, you cannot survive in the market. I think we have a story which is very true, which is very authentic and very relevant to the times we are living in.
Today we have Bhagya with us, the name that has been going viral across Kerala and across India as well as Ireland, Maharani Gin. And the person who is involved behind Maharani Gin, we have Bhagya here to talk more about how she has started this revolution, or the rebel revolution. Welcome, Bhagya.
Thank you, Vijay. And hi, everyone. It's such a pleasure to have this opportunity to interact with all of you. I hope I won't bore you guys much in this conversation.
I'll do the session in a bit of English as well as in Malayalam. If we talk about Ireland market, the gin market itself, you have a Hendrick's and you have got that Drumshand who are there, there in the market. So how does Maharani Gin fit in? So you fit in as a premium category?
A premium category, especially we have all the elements which make it premium, especially the story. Gin is a very crowded market. There are so many people getting into gin. So if you don't have a, you know, selling story, you cannot survive in the market. I think we have a story which is very true, which is very authentic and very relevant to the times we are living in. And also the source of the botanicals which we procured, it's far, far away. So, you know, and the taste is also something very unique. It haven't been, those kind of ingredients have never been used before. So it qualifies as a premium gin. And yeah, it's up at right up the alley of Monkey 47 or Drumshandro and all those things.
Since you spoke about the ingredients or the spices that go inside your Maharani Gin. Why not if you are getting this? How do you get it?
So, Banamulika and Barnola are a women's collective. So, they actually does Idhuvarikinam. What they did was they export spices and also they export coffee, Wayanad and coffee to Germany. Germany and France are their like bigger market. Okay. And they have a buyer in UK. It's called World of Origins. It's also run by a Malayali. So they work with him to get the product into the Europe. So we all three of us worked collaboratively. So we went there and we found the product was very good. The quality was good. And with the help of World of Origins, they were able to ship it to our place because that's how it has to travel, right? India is the land of spices and Kerala, of course, have a long spice trade route between, you know, India and Ireland. And when we were looking for the place, I knew I had to go to Wayanad because I have some nostalgic feeling about Wayanad. I love Wayanad and all those. So Wayanad was in the head for me. So I was Googling actually, and it came up on the second or the third page. But what caught my attention was the women's collective in it. As a women in corporate industry, globally, there is a big push for women into leadership roles and getting a 50-50, you know, kind of balance to the leadership roles in the corporate and across, I think, in big industries. So there is a big shift which is happening even in the industry. So, and also the women's collective idea, I think it kind of connects with what I believe in. So I just told, hey, look, Robert, we found something like this. Shall we get in touch with them? The last order, we were like, okay, we namukku naattil nu poi nokkam chechimarekku kandu nokkaninundennu njan robu ingane poi appo nammala quality ku valare happy aanu and also nammala aa time poi appo nammala organic farmers inekku veetlakku poi. So it is very interesting, right? Nammada aa oru chuttupadu ulla oru veetle, it's not big scale farming, like sustainable farming. So this is all the talk of the times. So yeah, I think this really we were very interested in this whole social aspect of it. So we are like, okay, and we were also very happy with the quality of the product, and then we are like, hey, this is it. And then we got the products from there and we made this gin.
Awesome. Tell me about the blind date, because this would not have happened if that blind date had not happened. So tell me about that.
So we met online, the number online and meet here, the draw that Cinderella. Number Tinder, we met through a dating site which is more for a serious relationship. Okay. So I was actually looking for partners in India also, but then I was 30 and you know, in India 30 is like expiry date. I'm a talachi in there. Why not try it? You you know, and I met actually Rob when I was around 29. And Rob on a first message, but I was like, oh, should I go and date someone outside my culture and all? Should I meet? And then my brother was kind of, he's younger to me, but he was like, why do you think he's from a different race? You just go and see how he is as a person. Yeah, and if he is a good person, that's it. Your color or different race doesn't matter. And then I met Rob and I was instantly attracted to his intelligence. He's a very intelligent man. And our relationship is very solid on mutual respect. We respect each other's space and we give space so that each other can grow and flourish together as well. Yeah, I was very attracted to him in the first time itself, and he did his homework also. He was like, oh, Kollam is the land of cashew nuts and all. I am like, okay, this man has did some homework. And Malayali, if something is said good about our place, oh, we are yeah. like romantic. After our first date, we used to meet every weekend. I was living in Limerick and Rob was in Cork. So every weekend we made an effort to meet and, you know, pursue this. Because it's hard, running different cities, it's very hard to pursue relationship. Yeah. But we both made an effort to, you know, he used to come to Limerick a week, I used to come to Cork. So we kind of worked to ensure that we can actually, you know, take this to the next step. And he met my parents in 2016 Onathina. And wow. Achan was like, Achan and Amma also very liked, because they like, he's very well read. And you can actually have a conversation with him. It's just not, you talk about, you know, cinemas. He's very well read. And so my Achan and Amma also liked him. And then if my Achan and Amma and my family likes, yeah, I don't care about the rest of the world. And with the blessings of them, we married in 2017 in Kollam. You know, my family support system is big. And Robert's family is also very welcoming towards us. So I think as a family unit, both our families are very well knit. And because of that, we are able to pursue the dreams which we want to accomplish. So
Irish people... are very open and very receptive.
Yeah, yeah, of, very happy people. Yeah, very happy. Because they have a long expat history also. They have migrated to Australia, America. So they are very welcoming for, you know, expat towards. They are very welcoming. So for them, I am Bhagya. I'm just Bhagya. It's not Bhagya from India or Kollam, nothing.
Adutha product rum aanu arinjitte Robert had was mentioning that you are looking at rum as the next product. Appo adine have you decided on any name similar to Maharani gin? Yes, started thinking about
actually our idea was to go into rum early next year.
Okay.
And Robert's idea was, hey look, the first product is more like, you know, there's a fusion, but it is heavily inclined on to my roots. So his idea was to get it, you know, a little bit more Celtic inclined for the Irish roots, because we are a global company, yeah. You know, and we are in Europe and we want to, you know, connect to everyone across the world. So most likely from the design aspect, it would mostly incline towards the Irish roots of it, okay. But still have some elements from Kerala, okay. Because some of the stuff would be sourced from Kerala. But right now, 2021 was what we were planning for rum, but considering the demand which we have for Maharani now, I think our current plan is to push Maharani as much as we can and then focus on rum. I think that is the most wise thing to do now. Instead of focusing on two things, just focus on one thing, establish it and get moved to the other one. So that's the plan. Yeah.
Great. That's true. Talking about Maharani gin, again, I am coming back to the logo unit, the small nuances that you have put in the bottling, moksham. And yeah. Use that wall in terms of the logo unit and all. So again, I am coming back to the haiku in the connotation that we had between our friends in terms of talking that. So jangal samsarichu ee moksham ornu edidayirunnallo. So appo jangal paranjathu idu adichittu high aayittu nalla moksham kittum. Appo
you can interpret in that way also.
You had put lot of small elements into that labeling. So how did you decide on that, and who helped you in terms of
so actually the design did not happen in a month or two or even few days. We took almost 18 months to finalize on a design. So Irish Food Board have actually co-funded the design and PR and all those in here. So we worked with a team in Dublin. They are called Slater Team. So they had like three routes which you could take for the product. And we decided on this route because we wanted the story of hardworking women to be told. And we had a couple of names and all, and then Harani name was my idea because I think it just connects all the elements together. We wanted to write it in Malayalam because we have seen some brands source something from Portugal, and they have a kind of their labeling, they have the Portuguese correct in it. So we kind of like craft stuff. We love craft beers and craft stuff. So we are a huge fan of Mikkeller beers, and we love the Mikkeller branding. It's amazing, isn't it? Mikkeller branding.
I think they have a tie-up with Burger King also recently, I think.
And we collected. So if you look, I have a huge collection of Mikkeller stuff. So I kind of collect and hoard it as well. So we both love it. So this German brand with that Portuguese thing, it was somewhere behind in our heads for, I think it was there. And also me being a proud Malayali, I wanted Malayalam to be reflected as well. So we decided to write it in Malayalam as well. And there was a lot of thought process. And I think even the label is very small, but there's a lot of information in that particular label. And it also, it's just not about just drinking. And it's also an opportunity for the people to discover a new place. Right. And generally, India is considered a little bit patriarchal. But we want to show that India is look, we have something else to say to the world as well. So yes. I think we have been pretty successful in doing that aspect to it. And I'm really happy. How we came across to Moksham? That is a question. So it is like, you know, spice is not much used in Jain. It is mostly floral or citrus or, you know, piney flavor. That's the kind of feel you have mostly in the Jain. The spice is not quite used. So we were like, okay, so liberation of spirit and spice. Spirit is the actual alcohol spirit and spice. And to liberate it, you know, kind of, you know, celebrate it. So what better name to write it? Moksha is the better name to write it. So we like, okay, namude neckil angane thanne ezhuthan liberation of spirit and spice nonnu ezhuthan nadakkilla. So Moksham, I think, and also when you say Moksham, they will be like, oh, okay, why Moksham? So they will definitely go and read about it. We want people to go ahead and know more about our product, just not get drunk. And we want people to enjoy the drink, not just drink to get pump. Drink responsibly.
And the beauty of Malayalam language itself is that you can use words, the single one word, and it can give a lot of depth to the meaning, and it gives you a lot of different angles to that
ways to look at it. Yes, exactly.
So that's the beauty of our language of Malayalam. So it's a great story. And what is the pricing that you have currently for if someone wants to buy Maharani Gin, what is the price for a bottle of
it? So currently we are 700 mil we are a premium gin, and we are priced at 49. So in shops it's at 49. In Europe we do actually shipping to Germany and other markets, but shipping charge would be a little bit high, you know, shipping cost. And if you buy it from our, you can actually, we have a producer's license, manufacturing license, which allow us to sell alcohol in premises until 7. So if you come over to Cork to us till a distillery and buy, it's going to be somewhere around 39-40.
Coming to the challenges that people face with COVID, so is there a possibility of looking at the technology coming into Rebel Distillery in terms of augmented reality or artificial intelligence?
When we designed our website, we had this idea of, you know, giving a virtual tour, you know. Currently our website is designed by a team in Delhi, so online shopping is not yet up. So in our stockist page we have put portals where you can go into their page and shop, but we haven't put our online shop because testing is still in progress. Virtual reality, yes, it's, but there's a lot, you know, we need to find out how. But yeah, that was there in our head, but not now, but later. it was there in my head.
And because you spoke about the challenge that you're facing in terms of interacting with the customers and responding to them, so are you planning to look at something like a artificial intelligence or a chatbot to interact with the customers and give them the basic.
I think with social media, that can be a very effective tool, right? So I have started like Rebel City Distillery. We have a page in both Instagram and Facebook as well. And we have followers from across the, Ireland also, which is mostly in English speaking. So, and I have my own page recently created because I have been flooded with so many friend requests since. So it is insane. So it looks like I cannot add everyone in my personal Correct. Page. I am adding as much as I can, but I also need to protect my family and yes. my privacy. So I've created up a new page called Bhagya Bharat Maharani Jin. So my plan is to interact with the Malayalis through that, do videos and answer their questions. And rather than just putting it in the main Rebel City page, because it might not be... that might not work for the whole crowd which we have, and I think I am the face of Kerala as well for this product, so I think that is the way we are planning, so I can keep interacting in Malayalam and people can get to know more. And we are also planning, as we make more and all, just show it little bit sneak peek of stuff which is happening inside the distillery, because people are curious. In India, I think we have alcohol business, but it's not a regulated business, right? It is just so many, I think more than 40% what we consume is not legal. So people think it is like a water. So Rob here we have an MS in distilling, which is none of us aware of. Even Rob has an MS in distilling, and Rob was saying in his course there was a couple of Indians from Bangalore and Kolkata as well. Okay. The Bangalore fellow, he made something with shoe flower, Chembrati.
Wow. Okay.
Chembrati poo. And his Kolkata friend, he opened up a brewery in Scotland. So there is globally, there is an actual education which gives you, an overview how to do things legally. And, following all the quality standards and ensuring that we are not doing something which will make people sick or something. So, yeah.
No,
I think I went over the place in the question.
No, that's okay. So it's nice to see people experimenting with different things. So since you spoke about Vache, so I'll go back to Kollam and my engineering days in TKM. Avada Kollam, you have a lot of this kallu shop. So people who know that you are from Kollam and the ecosystem of toddy shops and things like that. Mm. So did that help you in terms of putting together this product?
I think so. In some ways, we came up with a design which actually resonates with the Malayali people and they could connect to it. I think Malayalis are very progressive people. We are progressive people. And what surprises me is I'm getting a lot of positive responses from men. And I think it's a new times where we have seen in the past men trying to bring down the women. But what I see is everyone is so supportive. But occasionally I see some bad messages, but that is very teeny, teeny percentage. It's mostly Chechi. I think everyone calls me Chechi now. So I think I am there. I'm Kari Chechi or Vatikari Chechi or whatever.
Yeah, so, it's nice. It's how you take it and take the messages in the right manner and go
yeah,
about
yeah.
it. Yeah. So, and when you travel the globe and you see meet a lot of people and you understand different spheres of life and cultures, then you are in a better position to accept the
right.
different criticisms in the right manner. So that's
right,
what
yeah.
I've understood in the last few years when I've been traveling. Like,
traveling opens up your mind, right? Yana idvarikkum 26 countries poittunda. I love traveling. I travel for my work and also for vacations. We both, Rob and me, goes together for travels. I go with my friends. Even after marriage, I kind of maintain my independence. I have my own me time as well with my friends. So I love traveling, and I think traveling really kind of yeah, or else you think, oh, we live in a world, this is a perfect world. Once you go and see things, I'm like, oh, things work better there, or things are worse there. And so it gives you a perspective.
What is the message that you have for all the Malayalis out there? Whatever the video that you post, so automatically, adhengil oru WhatsApp group ingane karangi thirinja ella Malayalikkum, it goes like a viral thing and it reaches everyone.
If you look at that video, so I was just going for a walk and I'm like, people are saying, Chechi, so many messages about this Maharani and all. So I just did it. But it looks like that video is first being circulated a lot.
So see, what people like is that you have put it as it is. It is not that you have put some creative around it, or you have added some sound or music to that and things like that.
Yeah.
You have put it across as a normally how a Malayali does the unboxing of any bottle. അതായത് നമുക്ക് ഒരു പുതിയ കുപ്പി കിട്ടിയിട്ടുണ്ട്, ഇതാണ് സംഭവം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് ആൾക്കാർ ഫ്രണ്ട്സിനടുത്ത് ഷെയർ ചെയ്യുന്ന പോലെയാണ്. യു ഹാവ് ആക്ച്വലി സ്പോക്കൺ ടു പീപ്പിൾ ആൻഡ് ഐ തിങ്ക് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ഹാസ് കണക്ടഡ് വിത്ത് പീപ്പിൾ ഇൻ എ റിയൽ ഒതന്റിക് മാനർ, ഐ വുഡ് സേ.
I think people can connect to the way I talk also, regardless of how I talk in English and Malayalam, and sometimes Tamil also will come. If you look at that video, Kuriya Shikram and all, I'm telling, because I was in China for so long. But I think people can connect somehow. I'm glad, and then I hope that, you know, things go positively. And it would be challenging for me, I would say, because women coming into alcohol business is quite unusual in India. I am not sure if, and especially in Malayalam, I haven't seen much. So there might be some sect of people who might not like it, and they might bully. I'm very much aware, and I think I need to grow a thick skin. Today morning I was a little bit overwhelmed with some of the messages, and I was like, what? But then I'm thinking, most of the messages are positive, I just need to ignore and just move on. Also, it's very important that Malayalam Kerala has an international product now, so it is a big thing for even Kerala people, because if this is gonna get a bigger attention in the rest of the world, we Malayalis can be proud about it also.
Oh yes, right? Definitely. Malayalis, we are spread across the globe and all, and I can see people who are spread across. So I think 150 countries Malayalis are there.
Yeah.
Gonna be a achievement in itself. I don't think any country or any
Malayalis are even in moon, as they say. Nayar Petta would be selling the tea in even in moon.
Adhe. Namukku evada poya oru chaya kada undu nalla, that is correct. So it is high time that Malayalis have their own unique identities coming up in this.
Yes.
And we have been doing a lot of things in the last 50-60 years, or even if you look at the history also, Kerala itself has stood apart from whatever that has happened in India as well as across the globe. We have got a lot of things which goes into trade, yeah. Especially in trade with Vasco da Gama coming in. And Kollam, talking about Kollam, the cashew industry, and there's a lot of Chinese trade investments which happened, Marco Polo coming in. So there's a lot of history that goes to Kerala and this thing. And I think എന്താ പറയാ, നമ്മള് റെബലാണ്, നമുക്ക് മലയാളികൾ റെബലാണ്.
We are all rebels. I think rebel is not confined to any ideologies, or revolution is not a local term. Revolution is a global term. Anyone who rebels to stand out and make a difference in society is a rebel. You just need not believe in one ideology to be a rebel, right? So I think we Malayalis have that spirit, because women empowerment that ippalana ivada samsarikkuna, we have Kudumbashree when 1990s.
Yes.
So that is actually women empowerment we started when 1990s. Yes. That's big thing, man, and we should Malayalis should be proud about it, and that's the thing which we want to showcase to the world.
When the whole world is looking up to our health minister Shailaja teacher,
exactly.
Incredible job in terms of
policy. Phenomenal job she's doing. Yes.
And I think that shows that Kerala as a state is very open in terms of helping women grow in their careers and use them their own unique space of doing things in their manner. So, yes. And I think in the last 10 to 15 years, I think there's been a phenomenal change in which people in Kerala have started embracing this whole uplifting of women.
That the conversation have begun earlier. I think now people like that kind of stuff. People respect that kind of independence and all those. And I think it's very good. നമ്മൾ നവോത്ഥാനത്തിന്റെ ഒക്കെ ഒരു നാട്ടുകാരല്ലേ, ഐ തിങ്ക് അതിന്റെ ഒക്കെ ഇത് കാണാതിരിക്കോ.
So I'll just touch upon TKM and Kollam. So when I joined engineering back in the 1999, I joined engineering. അപ്പൊ ഞാൻ കോളേജിൽ കയറിയപ്പോ ആദ്യം കയറിയപ്പോ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഡേ ഐ എം സിറ്റിംഗ് ഇൻ മൈ ക്ലാസ് ആൻഡ് ഐ കൻ ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് എന്താ പറയുക സമരം ആണ് ആ സമയത്ത് കോട്ട കോട്ട ചെങ്കോട്ട ടീക്കെ ഒരു ചെങ്കോട്ട എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. സോ സോ ഐ വാസ് ജസ്റ്റ് തിങ്കിങ് അബൌട്ട് വെൻ വി ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദ റെബൽ ആൻഡ് ദ റെവല്യൂഷൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ലൈക്ക് ഈവൻ ദ സ്റ്റുഡന്റ് കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി ഫ്രം ദെയർ ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് ലൈക്ക് നമ്മളൊരു ഡിഫറെന്റ്
ഐ നോ വെയർ യു ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു
ഐ ഡോണ്ട് വാണ്ട് ടു ടേക്ക് ദ പൊളിറ്റിക്കൽ തിങ് ബട്ട് എനിവേ ഐ എം സേയിങ് ഇൻ ടേംസ് ദ ഹോൾ what do you call euphoria of people going out and telling what they feel that okay this is what is right and talking about that it's there in Kerala and Malayali so I think that has helped in terms of connecting that with the rebel city Cork I think it has been
Cork itself is, right is a rebel right Cork ilum endona revolutionaries Michael Collins McSweeney polulla etrayo rebels podi nediya or independence avaru so Cork and Kerala I think we are connected with that factor also so yes. I think together we were able to I think me and Rob is a great team and together we can we actually made something which connects to both and we are so happy about it
nammal malayaligalku eppo maharani jin kayil kittum
malayaligal korchu wait cheyandu varum because to import anything into India especially alcohol is very complicated you have center taxes and then you have state taxes and you know so it's a little bit complicated also from the financial aspect of it and currently we are a craft distillery so we make everything handcrafted so it's me Rob we together do everything we fill it we label it so it's kind of time consuming process so once our sales volume goes up so the production cost is expected to come down and once the production cost come down I think we can actually look into options of getting into India but it's such a great response we are getting from Kerala and we never even thought it will get this much response not even in our wildest dreams so it's a time for us to kind of you know take a step back and focus on production because once the more the sales comes up in Ireland and in Europe the faster we can push it into rest of the continents so yeah it will take a while but considering the interest level in the Indian market we really want to jump and export tomorrow itself but it's not that easy because it's not alcohol is not an easy business to do
yes
so we just need to figure out you know and hopefully soon
നമ്മള് മലയാളികൾ there is a huge community in Ireland itself there is a huge Malayali community in Ireland itself so for them now currently whether they will have to travel to Cork to taste Maharani gin or is it available across the Tesco's and the Aldi's of Ireland
so right now we are Cork based right so as a startup as a very as a small startup to even get a listing in any shop it's very very challenging but we pretty much managed to get on Super Values and some good off license in Cork and even we managed to make our gin as a house gin in some of the reputed restaurants in Cork which is great so in Cork we have the physical product in much stores in the rest of the Ireland it's mostly online it's available through irishmalts.com celtic whiskey shop online celticwhiskeyshop.com and wineonline.ie and drinkshero.com and in Dublin we are available physically in celtic whiskey shop as well so people are like hey look we want to feel the product and get in we never expected all this so we need to kind of you know answer everyone's question and also try to go and knock the door again on all shops and say hey look can you list us in so we just need to juggle both these things now so it is challenging but I what our idea is just you know we soak in all this now and start focusing on what is more important and push the product more so I think now there is a buzz that will give us an opportunity to get in more yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You studied in TKM?
I studied in TKM Institute of Technology. Okay. I did a BTech in IT. Okay. And I was working in IT for around 6 years in India, Chennai, mostly in two companies. And then I quit. And then I moved to Dublin. I did an MBA in project management. And I currently work as a program manager in one IT company here.
Dell, right?
Yeah.
Now, because you are getting a huge reaction or response from people across the globe. Especially from the Malayali community and also the people from Ireland are talking or rather going gaga about Maharani gin. So do you think that the work from home scenario and the COVID has actually helped you to pace your production and things in a better way?
I think it definitely helped. I currently work, I have currently three programs which I'm running in my current organization. So, and it's all based across different parts of the globe also, China, Malaysia, Brazil, US, Ireland, Europe. So it's kind of very challenging. But I think my work people kind of get it as well, because they kind of follow me in social medias and they are also kind of seeing what is happening in real time. So they're accommodative. So, but let us see. But I think the more we go, I think it will be very challenging to manage both. And I don't want to quit a job, current job, unless and until we make a steady income from our business.
Correct.
Because we need to have a place to land back safely. And at the moment, I am kind of doing it. So,
it is always good to have a exit strategy or at least a fallback option in case.
Or else it's very hard, or else, you know. Yeah. Rob is the main man behind all this, you know. So I am actually the smiley face doing all the talk and taking away all his glory. He has like vast experience in this lane. So he does the production, and there is one lady who does the marketing and social medias as well. And then I kind of do the labeling part, because I love doing all those things. Like repetitive stuff, I kind of love it. And even in the evening, I sit and do the label notes and all those stuff. In the home, I do after my work or in between my breaks and all those. So it is hard. But I think we can pull it through. But what we find now challenging is, right, our company email addresses are flooded, and even social medias, we receive a lot of Malayalam messages. So both Rob and our marketing person cannot read it, and I'm the only one who can read it. So we want to respond back. So it's quite challenging. I'm thinking maybe I should ask my brother or someone to handle it, just the Malayalam crowd, right? So we can focus on things which is related to the production and all those things. So, but it's challenging, but so far we are able to manage. But if the volume, as the sales volume gets high, I think we might need to start looking on outsourcing the bottling itself, because bottling manually is a tedious job. It is very hard. So, and also only four lines we have, like four bottles only we can fill at a time. So just imagine one batch is 1,000 bottles. So just the time is insane. So if the volume goes up, then maybe outsourcing is an option, possible option. So that way we can focus on the production, and the bottling, labeling, it will be done, you know, by the outsourced folks. So that way the demand can be met faster as well. And we can focus more on expanding our market base.
Great. And talking about Maharani Gin and the labeling that you have done, and you have explained in detail in terms of the logo and the color schemes that you have captured and all. So your story keeps coming up in the WhatsApp, this thing, especially from my Malayali friends. So they keep sending. So I think I told them that you'll have to wait and try the product and see how much you get out of it.
Our actual percentage is 41. Okay. So 41% adicha high avo. Three adicha high avo. You should drink responsibly.
I hope you keep getting the Katta support from Malayalis and
Irish people. I hope so. But you know, the more we hype we get, I'm also aware how, you know, mindset might change, because of women getting an attention overnight is something very... let us see. I'm just trying to keep up the momentum going, and we have a lot more to do.
And I look forward to the Irish rum, which is coming out soon, because I like the way Irish people talk about their craigs, and they say we are grand and slanty.
And having a crack and all those stuff.
Yes.
So I think rum, maybe we should position it such a way that it should click the same way it clicked to Malayalis,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because Rob is from here, and it is the product. We are making the product here. So we should have a similar thing for those folks also. Rum is the new gin, right? Because gin is like everyone is in gin, and rum is not much explored here. So I think rum has a huge market here, and I don't think there is much companies doing rum here, so there is a big thing which we could do, but you know, we just want time to focus on building this. because Maharani is our brand. So we need to push her as much as we can and take our Rani to places before we